Being a citizen diplomat can be as simple as hosting an international visitor in one's home. Or it can involve organizing and hosting immersion journeys. Sahar Tamman, a Muslim who grew up in Wisconsin, has led tours to and from 7 different Arab countries over the past 4 years, visiting multiple mosques, synagogues, and churches, and having meaningful discussions about religion.
One of the things we do is break down this culture of misinformation that exists about religion. And exists about Muslims, but it also exists for Muslims who know very little about other religions, oftentimes, too.
Tamman cites an Islamic publisher who hosted participants in her program and wrote an essay about his experience.
He writes in his essay, after the wars, the Jews were the enemies. We were told so by the media and by the government. And it was not until in 2008, when I was 68 years old, that I met a Jewish person for the first time. And I learned that they were humans, just like us.
Tamman was one of 7 people honored this year by the U.S. Center for Citizen Diplomacy. More than 600 people from across the United States and 41 other nations attended the group's 4-day gathering to honor her and other citizen diplomats and talk about issues of concern. But Anne Schadi, Center President and CEO, emphasized that the summit was more than just talk.
It's not just a meeting, it's an initiative, and it's a launch. And what we're doing launches a 10-year campaign to double the number of Americans involved internationally, whether they're 5 or 95, by 2020.
Although it is difficult to say for certain how many Americans are engaged in citizen diplomacy, Schadi says the center has looked at census data for some figures.
One of them is how many students in America are studying abroad? 241,000 in this last count. You know, how many people are traveling abroad for business or professional purposes? We can get that number. And if you add a lot of that up, it's about 63 million, and that's a very subjective, number.
One of those millions honored this month was Dr. James Rolfe. A dentist for more than 4 decades, Rolfe founded the Afghanistan Dental Relief Project, which provides free dental care to Afghan citizens.
I've set up a clinic, a school, and we train dental assistants, dental laboratory technicians, and dental hygienists from the orphan and widow population. We treat about 20,000 people a year. When I initially started this, I thought, this is a really great project, and a lot of people are going to come and help me with it, when it wasn't like that at all. There wasn't money coming in, and there wasn't any volunteer pool to draw on or anything like that. And so basically it was just a lot of hard work, and the money had to come from me, and the work had to come from me, too.
That's beginning to change, he says, but he still puts most of the money from his own practice in Santa Barbara, California, into the program.
I wanted to go and help the people because I knew I could do it, I knew they needed the help, and I felt like they'd been abandoned even by our own country.
When there are tensions between nations, Anne Schadi says, citizen diplomats can often directly address major issues like poverty, health, the environment.
It is eminently clear that our government cannot portray American values and who we are to the rest of the world as government alone. It won't work. And if you look at the power of just people working together, oftentimes the progress can be made on very critical issues faster.
That's why Schadi would like to see another 60 million Americans engaged in citizen diplomacy by 2020. Susan Logue, VOA News, Washington.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。